VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected any plan for a Palestinian statehood in the post-war Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
A statement from the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that his position on Gaza hasn't changed. The announcement comes following a conversation between Netanyahu and President Biden, in which the Israeli Prime Minister reiterated that Israel must retain security control over the territory after Hamas is destroyed. Netanyahu's office says this is a requirement that contradicts the demand for Palestinian sovereignty. The statement is an apparent rebuff of President Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between the leaders' views on Palestinian statehood. I'm Karen Chamas.
Speaking Saturday during an address in the Uganda capital, Kampala, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres rejected Netanyahu's position.
The refusal to accept the two-state solution for Israelis and Palestinians and the denial of the right to statehood for the Palestinian people are unacceptable. These would indefinitely prolong a conflict that has become a major threat to global peace and security, exacerbate polarization, and embolden extremists everywhere.
Syrian and Iranian officials and media say an Israeli strike on the Syrian capital of Damascus killed five Iranian advisors with the expeditionary Al-Quds, a force belonging to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Syrian army said the building in a tightly guarded neighborhood of Damascus was entirely destroyed on Saturday morning. It said the Israeli Air Force fired missiles while flying over Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The Israeli military did not comment. Israel has carried out hundreds of strikes inside government-controlled parts of war-torn Syria in recent weeks, in recent years as well. This is VOA News. Protests against Germany's far right gained new momentum after a report on the meeting of extremists. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
Tens of thousands of people have turned out to protest the far right in cities across Germany. Saturday's crowds were the latest in a series of demonstrations that have been gaining momentum in recent days. They come in the wake of a report that right-wing extremists recently met to discuss the deportation of millions of immigrants, including some with German citizenship. Police say a Saturday afternoon protest in Frankfurt drew 35,000 people. Demonstrations in Stuttgart, Nuremberg, and Hanover, among other cities, also drew large crowds, and more are planned for Sunday. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A politically treacherous dynamic is taking hold in U.S. Congress as negotiators work to strike a bipartisan deal on the border and immigration, with vocal opposition from the hard right and former President Donald Trump threatening to topple the carefully negotiated compromise. Senators are finalizing the details of an agreement on border measures that could unlock Republican support for Ukraine aid in the Senate as soon as next week. But the deal is already wobbling as House Speaker Mike Johnson faces pressure from Trump and his House allies to reject a bipartisan compromise. A New Jersey man convicted in a post-9/11 terrorism sting has been ordered freed from prison by a judge who criticized the FBI for relying on an unsavory confidential informant. Details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
U.S. District Judge Colleen McMahon on Friday granted James Cromedy compassionate release from prison, citing an FBI-invented conspiracy to trap him and three others known as the Newburgh Four into a plot to blow up New York synagogues. 3 months ago, she ordered the release of his three co-defendants. The judge wrote of Cromedy, who has served 15 of a 25-year minimum sentence, "The notion that he was selected as a leader is inconceivable, given his well-documented buffoonery and ineptitude." Cromedy was brought into the phony plot by the federal informant Shahid Hussein, who the judge called the villain sent by the government to troll among the poorest and weakest. Julie Walker, New York.
Warnings have been issued across most of the United States as brutal cold weather continues to reach southward. Bitterly frigid air spilled into the Midwest from Canada on Friday, and several states were under advisories as forecasters warned of wind chills down to minus 30 degrees through Sunday morning. And the National Weather Service predicts temperatures could drop as low as 15 degrees below zero in portions of Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Kansas. Frigid weekend weather follows 2 weeks of storms blamed for at least 61 deaths around the country. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.